5 golf courses in Atlanta, city-owned courses, may soon be under new management. The city's not renewing the current company's lease, which ends next week. Tasneem Shama reports.
Decatur resident Dennis Edmonston is scouting the Candler Park course for a good place to rest his golf clubs and make his next shot.
Got former city officials that I've played with, and Lyft drivers and mechanics. There are a lot of people that are very good, and there's others that, like me, just enjoy the game and not that good.
The 9-hole executive golf course opened to the public in 1928. American Golf has been operating it for the last 30 years, along with 4 other courses: North Fulton, Bobby Jones, Browns Mill, and Alfred Tupp Homes. Across the street, Zaid Dewari watches as golfers swing their clubs. He's president of the Neighborhood Association.
We still do not know who is going to run the golf course yet, but we're hoping that it will remain as it is, because it is very much a cherished aspect of our neighborhood, and a lot of people rally around it. So we're hopeful that the city will find a good, suitable replacement for the current company that is running it.
Dewari says he's hopeful the city will find another company to take its place. This summer, the Atlanta City Council voted to give the Bobby Jones Golf Course to the state in exchange for property near Underground Atlanta. The Bobby Jones Golf Course is also where, more than 60 years ago, Alfred Tupp Holmes and his family were turned away because they were black. Holmes sued in 1953, and it reached the Supreme Court. Justices ruled in his favor, and the decision desegregated America's public golf courses. The city of Atlanta says American Golf chose not to compete after it issued a new request for bids on its golf properties. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.